The Sundance Film Festival will break some notable ground for Native Hawaiians in filmmaking later this month. This Is the Way We Rise is to be the first film directed by a Native Hawaiian woman to premiere at the prestigious event. In the film, director Kiara Lacey spotlights Native Hawaiian poet Jamaica He'olemele Ikalani Osorio as she reflects on her poetry, activism, and time spent on Mauna Kea. They spoke to The Conversation's producer Harrison Patino about the film.
I think looking back at the film, it's been an incredible opportunity to witness the growth of our community as Native Hawaiians, as well as witness Jamaica's creative regrowth as well. It's been a real privilege to watch these two sort of beautiful little miracles happen. And I think that's what it's offered me. And I'm grateful for the chance to have witnessed it with the cameras.
And Jamaica, as the de facto star of this film, what does it mean to you?
I think on like a large scale level, the film is really important to me because it's been able to capture such an important ongoing movement and uprising of our people in Hawaii, and really an important shift in, I think, contemporary Hawaiian consciousness, and being able to catch a lot of that on film is really special. And then from like a personal standpoint, most of the stuff that happened during the filming of the actual film, everything going on was really high stakes at that moment. And so I didn't have time to sit back and reflect and really remember all the amazing things that happened in those months. And so on a personal level, the film is like this amazing gift to be able to transport back to that time and remember what it felt like to be in community with my people and to fight for the protection of our aina, and to remember that, you know, when the lahui needs us the most, that we show up. So it had a bit of all of that for me.
Jamaica, something early on in the film that really struck me was this idea of a starving for intimacy, this concept of pilina. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Pilina is the word we use in Hawaiian to describe really any kind of intimacy or closeness. It can even mean to be like stuck, physically stuck to something. And my work as a scholar is really about researching the way that our kupuna, our ancestors, practiced pilina and intimacy with each other, and how that was over time systematically disrupted and even policed out of our behavior through colonialism, which is obviously ongoing today. And so to me, I think there are so many parts of our lives that demonstrate the way that our people are starving for intimacy. We crave to be close to our land, and yet we are displaced from the land because of development or poverty or whatever have you. We feel this strong desire to be in community with each other, and yet there are all kinds of social ills that have been brought to us, again, by colonialism that keep us from each other, whether, again, that's poverty or violence or drug abuse or depression. And so I see a lot of the things we're going through today as a people being really about trying to find that connection again in a way that is both meaningful and generative for us. And the movement to protect Mauna Kea, one of the things that's so profound about it is that it brought us together intimately. We got to know each other differently. We came and lived together on the side of a mountain, and we stood up from our own personal positions where we could. And it fed us a bit of that intimacy back in a way that I think was really healing for a lot of us in community.
Jamaica, you said something there about this film being almost like a time capsule, bringing you back to the rawness of the moment. With a year like 2020 behind us, was there a particular resonance or a lens with which you could view those events on, given the tumultuousness of the year we've just had?
If we think about the work as a commentary and a process towards developing pilina and intimacy, I think one of the things I've struggled with the most, and a lot of people close to me have struggled with the most in this last year, has been feeling isolated and alone and disconnected among all the other kind of burdens that have come with 2020. So I think being able to look back on a time where, at least in my lifetime, I felt closer to my lahui than any other time in my life, from this really difficult position of feeling so isolated and almost traumatized by that current isolation, has been really profound. I think on the one hand, it makes me really miss 2019 and the life now known as before COVID. But on the other hand, it also makes me profoundly hopeful and faithful that we will come together again in whatever way that looks like in this post-COVID world, that we're always going to be, as a people, as we strive to protect our lands, as we strive to fight for our rights, all of that is actually a work towards coming back together, that we won't forsake each other in that work. And so that gives me light in such a dark time.
Jamaica, you said that the film brings you back to the rawness of the moment. As a poet, what's it like to transpose your thoughts and reflections on Mauna Kea to the written and spoken word, and more specifically, in a year like 2020, when there's no real opportunity for performative poetry, to sort of have that opportunity to perform taken away? What's that like?
You know, when we were on the Mauna, and we talk about this a bit in the film, I hadn't really been in practice in terms of writing regularly, and I certainly wasn't writing a lot of poetry, but I had come out of a period of time in my life where I was journaling more consistently than any other time in my life. And so it actually started when we got up to the Mauna. I just wanted to remember things. I have a terrible memory, some of the most impactful moments of my life. I can't tell you anything about what happened. I can just tell you about what I felt. And I was so afraid that I would come out the other end of this experience and this movement without any documentation of it. And so I started to journal. And something about the Mauna wanted to be told in poetry. And so I don't really feel like I went into that experience trying to write poems about the mountain. I think the mountain pulled the poems out of me, which is, I feel really privileged that that's what the Mauna wanted from me. In this time in COVID and those opportunities to perform kind of not being as plentiful, I think on the one hand, it's offered me an opportunity to kind of take a step back and think about, again, like, why am I writing the things that I'm writing, and what actually needs to be said out loud and what things don't need to be said out loud or shared. I have learned that as much as I love to share my work with folks, it's not really the performing that is a profound experience to me. It's actually being in the same space and creating resonance physically with people. And so 2020 has made that really difficult because we can't be in the same space. So for me, it's like we have to shift. How are we going to create that resonance? How are we going to create that intimacy when we are literally so far away from each other and there are all these obstacles? And I don't think I haven't come to any kind of answers in that, but I think the questions moving out of 2020 are pretty valuable in how we might frame our approach to 2021.
You know, one thing I do find that in a COVID era translates for people and that you did well beforehand is your Instagram. Like, I feel like it's a digital community, but I feel like your words have power in that space, and I can see how people respond to it. And it might not be like conventional or slam poetry, but hearing your words in that platform, I find people really, really respond to that as well. Just, you know, your thoughts and your comments and hearing your spirit and the power of your words. People are moved by that. And it might not be a physical space. I know that it helps a lot of people in the digital space, you know, with the limitations of now. And even before that, I think, you know, for a lot of people that might not be in Hawaii or might not be able to have a proximity to you, social media has been a way to sort of like connect with you in a different way. And I think it's been really effective.
Social media is such a strange space generally that COVID, like, I think changed a lot of our approaches to how we use technology. I mean, on the simplest sense, like, my job has been transformed through technology and COVID. But one of the things I didn't notice until kind of months later, because I think if you like look at my social media, you look at my Instagram, there's definitely a shift in how I started to use it. And I didn't realize until much later that a lot of it had to do with missing teaching in person. But I was like looking for opportunities to engage in those conversations. And social media like offered a platform for that. Who knows what could happen when we can actually be in the same room again. But I think you're right, Kiara, that like we've had to be really creative about how we create space together and maintain the pilina that we developed on the Mauna or in the classroom.
That was poet Jamaica Osorio and director Kiara Lacey talking with The Conversation's Harrison Patino. The film, This Is the Way We Rise, is set to premiere at the Sundance Film Festival later this month.